You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm here this morning with Amy Salmon. She's the intern at the Sitka Public Library this summer, and here to talk about an exciting project that she's working on. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and I'm really looking forward to hearing a little bit more about you and the project that you're working on. So my first question is, how did you end up at Sitka Public Library doing this internship?
So I ended up at Sitka Public Library thanks to an opportunity through the Alaska State Library and Archives and Museums. And they do a library internship every year for MLIS graduate students, which is what I am. And I saw the project and applied for it and was lucky enough to get chosen. So I have one semester left in my graduate program, and I'm hoping to work in public libraries or archives. So this looked like a great project to work on. And Sitka looked like an amazing place. And when I saw the pictures of it and where the library was, I was really even hoping even more that they would choose me. So I'm really excited to be here in this beautiful place and getting to know the community and to work on this project, which is user experience design.
And I'm looking forward to talking a little bit more about that in a bit, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about you. How did you get into studying library science? And it sounds like you had a career before libraries. You were a teacher, right?
You know, I love teaching. I've been doing it for quite a long time, but I've been teaching as English as a second language teacher, and I don't have a teacher certification to teach in the public schools or the schools in the United States. So because of that, I've been teaching in language centers in Asia and online in the States. And so originally I taught in Thailand and South Korea. I was over there for 3 years, which was great. I really enjoyed that, but I was ready to come home after 3 years. And then I taught online for about 9 years when I was living in New Mexico. And I loved it. I taught adults from all over the world, and it was really interesting, but there was no salary, and it was very inconsistent. You know, so 1 week I would have 30 classes, the next week I would have two. So I started to think, okay, you know, there's got to be a better way to do things. And I had always loved libraries, and I had been thinking about that more and more. And so I started to look into what would be involved in getting a graduate degree or what I needed to do to get a job as a librarian. And I discovered that I'd have to go to grad school. And I thought, well, I'm not really in a position to do that at the moment. So I started looking at Asia again. And I ended up getting a good job in China in 2018. And so I moved over to China and was teaching there. And then when the pandemic hit, I was still in China. And I decided it was time to come home and get out of there. But that really reinforced my decision to, you know, find another path where I could live in my own country and actually have a job with a salary and, you know, get on a different kind of path there. So I went back to what I'd been looking at with graduate school and library science. And, you know, the pandemic, the silver lining of the pandemic for me was that it kind of gave me that opportunity to finally pursue that dream that I kind of had in the back of my mind for a long time.
So you're here for 8 weeks working on a project that is focused on the library user. Can you talk a little bit more about that project and what you're hoping to, you know, do over the next few weeks?
Yes. So, yeah, the project is called User Experience Design, and we're really interested in making the library more useful, more usable, and more desirable to our users, the people who actually use it. And so sometimes within libraries, we have ideas about what people are going to want, but that doesn't match what people actually do want. So this project is kind of an attempt to really hear from the Sitka community and the people who actually use the library about what's working and what isn't working. You know, what are we doing that you like, but also what would you like to see us do that we're not currently doing? So it checks out, you know, a lot of different aspects of the library, from the physical space, you know, is there comfortable furniture, are the bathrooms clean, you know, to the online space, our online presence, our website, our social media, our catalog, you know, just our customer service, just all different aspects of what the library represents, our programming, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we're really interested in hearing from people about that. And so, you know, it's made a little bit more difficult with the virus to get together and meet people the way we were hoping to be able to do. because we've had to unfortunately cut out our in-person programming still. But, you know, we're still open and we still want people to come into the library. And so keep an eye out. There's some surveys in there that are going to be changing a little bit as the summer goes on. We've got a couple of, you know, big whiteboard type things in there with some questions that we are hoping people will respond to. You can also reach out to me on email. I'm at sitkaintern@gmail.com. Or you can call me at the library, 747-4020. And just, you know, give us your thoughts. Give us your feedback about how you use the library. And also, we're interested in hearing from people who don't use the library, you know, and we'd like to reach some of those people too, because not everybody feels that the library is something that's important or valuable. And we're interested in hearing thoughts from those people too. If you don't use the library, we'd like to know why. What could we do differently that might make it more attractive for you, or something that you see as a place that's there for you as well. So it's kind of what we're doing.
So far, I know you're only partially into the project, but have you gotten any interesting feedback? Anything that you're thinking about just looking at some of the surveys you've already done or the information mm-hmm. you've already gathered?
Well, we're definitely hearing some of the things that we already knew, like that the computers are not ideal, which we're working on making better already. But, you know, any feedback that we get is very valuable because it helps us make the case, you know, to the city and the people that, you know, hold the purse strings and do that, those kinds of things, that, look, this is something that our community is really looking for and is really asking for and is really, you know, desirable for us to have in our library. So, you know, even if it's things that we might already know about, we still want to hear it, you know, because any feedback that we get is valuable. I also heard, you know, something interesting about the parking lot, that we, you know, more parking for the handicapped would be good. That it's not close enough. Those are the main things that we've heard so far. But we've also heard a lot of good things, you know, that how much our programming is appreciated and how much, you know, people are hoping that we can get the programming back, you know, in person, which we're also right there with you. We really want to get it back in person too. But, you know, unfortunately, we all have to deal with the public health crisis that we have going on. So, but again, that feedback is good to have as well, because it helps us know what programming is missed. And so what programming, you know, we really want to make a priority to get back and have available as soon as we can. So those are the main things so far, I'd say.
Yeah, and it seems like the project is part of maybe being in library science, you know, it's been a longer conversation, but at least for me, I've heard the library referred to differently in recent years, you know, less about, I mean, it is about the books, it is about the materials, yeah. but it's also about it being this community space, this integral resource just for humans to be
Absolutely.
And exist.
Yes. Yeah. More and more community is a word that we keep coming back to. And, you know, I think they've done surveys nationally recently, and still when people hear libraries, the number one thing they say is books, but actually libraries really are changing and they're transforming. And that's our goal, is to transform and to be the resource that communities need us to be, you know, in the world that we're living in now. Like, we have a lot of DVDs, you know, we have computer access, internet access, you know, and we are having a little problem with our public computers right now, but our Wi-Fi is great. It's very strong. It's very easy to get on. You don't need a password. So, you know, come and, if you've got your device, you're in good shape, you know. So we're doing our best to make the resources that people need in today's world available to the community at large. And that's why programming is such a big part of what libraries are doing now too. You know, it's whether it's the movie night or the story time or the lecture series or whatever it may be, that's part of what we're looking for input about, you know, what kinds of programs would you like to see? You know, do you want to see a book club? Do you want to see a, you know, some kind of technical thing that we don't have right now? You know, what's your wish list? You know, and so that we can, you know, continue that process of transforming the library into being what it needs to be for everyone. But the books are still there too. So the books are not ever probably going to go away. At least I hope not. I always say you're going to have to pry the print books out of my cold, dead hands. There'll be at least a few books left as long as I'm alive. So don't worry about that. They'll still be there too.
That was KCAW's Catherine Rose speaking with Sitka Public Library intern Amy Salmon. Salmon is currently overseeing a user experience project at the library.